Okay, so we started, I don't want to say we're starting a new sugya, because that's not really true. We're sort of in the middle of an old sugya, but it's a new part of the old sugya. And we can fill everyone in for those who are just want to be filled in. Basically, the Gemara, it wants to know, let's just say over outside where we're holding. The Gemara wants to know, how do we know Cheskes Kimushanim? So it comes along Rabbi Yochanan. He's a pretty chashuv person. Rabbi Yochanan is a main Amora. And he quotes from Hochei Husha, which are basically B'Shem Hochei Husha, means they pointed out that he did not hear directly from Hochei Husha, because Hochei Husha is Sanhedrin. He's a few generations later. We were told what the Ritva says, but that he heard B'Shem, that we learn out Cheskes Kimushanim from Shor HaMu'ed. She is like there, three negiches make you into a mu'ed. It also, echira, 3 years make you into a chazaka. So the Gemara asikasha that just like over there, you only pay nezik shalem on the fourth negicha. Here also, you should only begin a chazaka on the fourth year. So Frek Tosis in the Ba'anam Tosis of Chav Chesam and Aleph, that the Gemara's kasha makes no sense. Because if Parshat Shad is the transformation, the 3 years prove that you're a Nakhin. Now that you're a Nakhin for the fourth time, you pay because you didn't watch your Nakhin. So the Raya, the Raya is on the three times. The three times makes the proof. And that's why you pay on the fourth time. So here also, three times makes the proof. The hooks like Shadchen. So Taiva's answer that the Gemara and the Havina thought that Chazaka is not working through a system of three times is a proof, but it's a Milzla B'lo Taima. Just like there's a transformation by Shor HaMu'ed, likewise there's a transformation here. So therefore the Gemara's and the Havina thought that the transformation should occur in the fourth time. And for the Gemara, Hoki Hashta, that really the fourth time is just for the pain. So it's very unclear, the Gemara. Is the Gemara saying that you're wrong? You thought we're looking at the transformation. If you would be looking at the transformation, it would be the fourth time, but we're reverting back to what Tavis saw was a pasha. That's the Gemara's maskana. That we're learning out from Shor HaMu'ed a proof. Or is the Gemara sticking with Taivis's Havamina, because we try and always minimize the switch between Havamina and Maskana. And we say that that we're sticking with the Havamina, and we're just saying that the transfer, really even the Lomdisha transformation really occurred on the third time. Right? So that's an unclear thing, what the Gemara is doing. So at mean that we don't know, now we're up to the next step in the Gemara, we don't know where the Gemara is holding. We don't know if the Gemara is holding the Gemara is learning from Shor HaMu'ed, but we don't know how they're learning from Shor HaMu'ed. Are they learning from Shor HaMu'ed that it's a logical proof, that three times prove that you're a Nakhon, likewise, three times prove that you're a shatkin? Or is it an illogical proof in Milsa B'lo Taima that three times makes a transformation? Here also, three times makes a transformation. And in the last sugya, we did the Pnei Shlomo and the Mari Ben Leif, and it seemed to be a little bit of that machlekes, where in the Pnei Shlomo would be learning pretty clearly that, you know, there is that the that the pashtas. In other words, Taisus asks the Gemara's next step is the Gemara Sakasha, Chazaka Sheni Maltaina should be good. Taisus asks, why in the world should it be good? So according to the Pnei Shlomo, that's only a question because we're assuming we're going back. That's only a question because we're assuming the transformation shot. Get it? We would assume the other shot is the raya, so it's obvious it's a raya that you were Michael. Right. But according to the Mari Ben Lev, it could be not necessarily true. So it's basically just that's where we're up to. That it's not clear. We're in the middle of Taivis. Which pshat in the logic of Cheskes Gimel Shonim is Taivis working with?
I just have a little question. Rebbe wanted to say it's a chakira, whether it's only the muksik or the complete ownership.
Right.
Rebbe wanted to say that Taisus seems to hold, like the Tanei Shlomo, that it's only a change in muksik, like the Ramban.
Okay, maybe.
Okay. But then Rebbe said, if you're holding it's a change in muksik, then I can understand why you need a taina. Right?
Well, then I can see on Taisus's question.
Right, but for Ramban, it doesn't sound like that.
Okay. All right, but I don't that was last week. I don't want to go back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't want to.
They only asked because Rebbe was chazering.
Yes, I was chazering. I don't know. Okay, I have to look at the Ramban inside. I don't know offhand, but I just wanted to chaz. I just wanted to bring out this point that we're hanging in the middle. We're reading Tavis's second answer. Tavis asked Akasha, what was the Havamina to say you need a time? You don't need a taina. But we do not know how Tavis is understanding Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Is he learning it as a logical proof? Or is he learning it as a Milsa B'lo Taima? We really do not know.
In his first answer, are we clear? In his first answer?
First answer, he says clearly that he's working with as a logical proof.
Right.
It says the fairish. But the problem is that the question is Tavis saying that, and he's very just that's group of the switch between his Havamina and Maskana. So then in his second answer, he would go back to his Havamina. Or is that Pashat? Tavis is not a switch from his Havamina and Maskana. Because we don't know in his first answer, what was Tavis Mechanish in his first answer? They didn't know in his Havamina. So I would have said, if you would have asked me personally, that Tavis is Mechanish Mechida, because other Rishonim don't say Mechida. But the Maisa, the Pnei Shlomo, says that Tavis clearly, that Tavis even in his Havamina knew for sure Mechida. So according to the Pnei Shlomo, Gufa, what Tavis is Mechanish in his Maskana, is that we're switching to the Svara of the logic of Uksik Maklin. So that means that Tavis in his second Teretz, which is not holding of his first Teretz, is learning the according to Pnei Shlomo, you're committed. Because according to Pnei Shlomo, Tavis always knew that if you learn Uksik Maklin Shat and Uksik Shatkin, then you're going to say Mechida. And Tavis's whole kasha was because he was assuming the other pshat. Now we said it's not so much when Tavis is lashon. Okay, we asked him to play Shlomo, but the mice in the way he's learning Tavis is Tavis's first teretz is just being mechadish that we're switching tracks to the system of Huxik Naklin and Huxik Shatrin. So then Tavis's second teretz, which is dropping his first teretz. In the Pnei Shlomo, must be working with Milsa B'lo Taima. Right? I believe that's Cheshbon is correct. In the Mari Ben Lev, who he basically leaves Saras as Sarachian, so there's no indication because he leaves it Sarachian. He says neither way works out, but he clearly is ready to assume either possibility. So we also have to work out with both possibilities. So we really don't know. Taisus, in his answer, first answer says, Kivin, the Afim Shara Mu'ed. So the word Kivin is very, very strange. You know, Kivin is mashman, like that's not as Chiddush. But on the other hand, according to Pnei Shlomo, there is nothing else that's not as Chiddush. Okay, so that's where the confusion, I don't know, the confusion, that's where the background.
And two questions. In Milsa B'lo time, we had clarity in just in terms of whether or not it was bilis or whether or not I'm saying multiple times.
It's clarity. It seems to be a machlokes between pashtus. We wanted to say it's what Rabbi Navdotsim of calling us between the also between the Pnei Shlomo and the
Mari Ben Lev.
And Mari Ben Lev, because they argue, if you said milsa b'nal taima, whether would you need a taina? The Bnei Shammah says for sure you would, and the Nari ben Leiv said for sure you wouldn't. So we thought that that's a machlokes. Nari ben Leiv is learning, it's transferring of ownership, therefore there's no need for a taina. And Tisus is learning, and the Bnei Shammah is learning, it's transferring the muksik, and therefore you wouldn't need a taina. Okay, the Maisa Titus definitely doesn't hold like the Mari ben Leiv because he's bothered by Akasha. He's saying that for sure you need a taina. So okay, we don't know on what point he's disagreeing, but all right.
I mean, his first terrorist is the same strategy. Mechila gives him complete ownership.
Yeah, okay. But it's Mechila. You need a Maisa Mechila.
Right.
And you need a Kenya Mechila, which gets into the when all the Rishayim asked. And Mechila can't make a kinyan.
So they said it's tantamount to lechasek ukmi. That's the raid.
Okay, you know, Rav, that's I don't like raid. I don't know. Tavis doesn't say that. Tavis just says Mechila.
The cash on that should be that. Then it should be hadra hadra peri.
Yeah. Okay. But that's no matter what you say. Maybe an achinami. It would be, if you don't have a taina, it would be a hadra ar and hadra peri. Hadra peri, yeah. Okay, let's get to the second teretz. So again, the Gemara asks that why doesn't the chazaka sheni mal taina work? Tavis's problem is, why in the world would anyone have a havamina that chazaka sheni mal taina worked? If the person's moida is not his, how can it work? Right, that's Tavis's kash. So Taisus says in his second answer, Inami, Chod the Kaparach lememra the Chazaka Shalom Taina Te Chazaka. The Gemara doesn't really mean a Chazaka Shalom Taina. Hainu can go into Amrle, Biploni Zavadi Dizani Minach. He has a Taina. And I bought it from someone who told me he bought it from you. And I trust him. I believe he bought it from you. He's an honest guy. I didn't see him buying it from you, but I know he's honest. You know, I don't know for sure you bought it, but I believe the guy. In other words, the guy's signing a taina that it's an I bought it from so-and-so. He told me that he bought it from you. I trusted him. I was ready to lay out money. And, I'm therefore convinced that it's my field. So there is a Taina's Bari. It's just he doesn't have we are skeptical that maybe he doesn't, you know, that he, even though he says, but we don't know, he doesn't know. So that's like Morris Gasha. Morris Gasha is if Chazaka is working, however it's working, which we don't know, that's a big unclarity.
But clearly this is an insufficient Taina.
At the end of
the only good taina is I know I bought it from you or your father.
Right. But the
Gemara, or I bought it from Chaim, who got it from you, and I was didi kami didi. Otherwise, right. it's nothing.
Right. But the Gemara's Havamina was, and it should be a good taina. We're in the Gemara's question.
It's enough of a taina to get past the kasha.
Right. So why is it a good taina? So if you learn Cheskas Gimoshanim is a raya, like the simple pshat. That it's, you know, it's a three time. We learn out from Shor Nachlin that it's a raya. So pshat is, it's a raya. I'm claiming a possibility. I'm giving a viable explanation how it could be mine. And we have a raya that it's true because you didn't protest. So it's a raya.
Doesn't make it's a plea because a taina grua. If whatever the Mishnah had in mind, Chazaka Sheni my taina. If we whatever that taina is in that Gemara, whatever that works out, a taina grew is not a taina, so it can't. In other words, it doesn't do anything for me.
I was going to ask the other way. I don't understand what the kamash or the answer is. You Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a proof. We learn out from Shor Anaklin. Let's take this as far as Milsa B'taina. We'll take the first shot. Cheskas Gimel Shanim proves conclusively And then three times the short gores prove that the shores are not clean. Three times that you didn't protest proves that you're a shotgun.
Yeah, but you still need a kid.
I have a question. Now we know that you're a shotgun. The only possible explanation why you're a shotgun is it's not your field. If it would be your field, no person would be a shotgun. So we have a raya bruta, it's not your field. Now I'm presenting a very viable possibility how it could be not your field, because I bought it from so-and-so. He told me he bought it from you, and I trust him. So I have a raya that that's the truth. So the fact that you didn't protest is
why does Rabbi keep saying that he trusts him? Why? Well,
okay.
Maybe he's a dope. I mean, he trusts him.
But
Rabbi said it a few times. Like, is that important?
Okay, because it is important, because there's a possibility. It's not like I bought it from
he may be a gullible guy. He may trust
him. I bought it from a guy whose pastures is a reliable person. So he has it's not like he's making a stupid taina. I'm just trying to say, it's not like a stupid taina. I bought it, there was a guy in the street and he said, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Okay. There was a guy who I trusted, an Eretz Yid with a beard and payas, you know.
That is a Ponzi scheme.
Okay, it's possible, but it's not a Ponzi scheme. I'm honest. We don't deny that I'm honest. I was there 3 years. And no one's accusing me of being dishonest. They're saying that maybe the guy I bought it from really wasn't his. But what, just like the chazaka, I don't understand why not. Just like the chazaka proved, we have no indication I'm telling the truth. If I came in and I said, I bought it from you and I know I bought it from you, we have no indication I'm telling the truth. But the fact that I was there 3 years is a raya. It's a raya that it's mine, okay? So it's a raya that it's mine, so I win. So why, if I say that I bought it from this guy and I bought it from them? Now, we don't know if that guy bought it from you. So it's a raya. The fact that you kept quiet is a raya that you obviously did sell it to that guy.
Because remember, this Yesh Lachkar is Pshat, you need a taina, is because I have a checklist. I have to say a taina that could possibly be true. So then I checked Taka, I checked it off the list. But if the whole Raya Gimel Shulam is a Raya to my taina, of that I bought it from you.
Should it be a Raya through your taina? So maybe.
Because my taina, I can't, my whole Raya of being a Shul Shulam has to be that I bought it from him, not that there's a weakness in what I'm taining the first place. That part has to be solid.
I hear the words, but I don't hear it. I'm sorry.
Because that part has to be solid, because I have something against me.
I'll tell you what, I agree with you. If you learn Milsa B'Lal Taima, like that you transferred it in Muksik, so then I could hear it. That, you know, you're a Muksik, but Muksik can't win without a good Taina. A Muksik needs a Taina. You know, you become the halachic Muksik, but a Muksik alone doesn't win unless you have a Taina. Maybe there's a rule in Hilchus Muksik that a Muksik needs a taina. Okay, so that I could hear, because Muksik is not a proof that it's yours. It's just a din of Alto Tieno Misafik.
Yeah.
So it's very possible. I think they actually say this, that a person without a taina cannot be considered Muksik. I think that's the Yeshivish right, that a Muksik with a taina's bari is not a Muksik. I think that's what they say, such a svara, that part of being a muksik is you have a tainus bari.
But that's pshat in the second teres.
What?
And that's pshat in the second teres.
Yeah, so that could be pshat in the Gemara's maskana, that this is not a good taina, and therefore, even though the gimel gishonim makes you into a muksik, but a muksik without a good taina is not a muksik. But if you learn this, like the other people, that the Gemara is switching back to Tavis as Havamina, definitely the Marie Ben Lev entertained that possibility, that the Tavis is assuming that the Gemara is switching back to the simple pshat in Cheskes Gemo Shanim, that Cheskes Gemo Shanim, that three Negiches by Shur HaMu'ed is a Raya.
That's the first thing.
Three, not protesting is a raya. So now we have a raya. So what do I care if you taina, If you have a taina, you don't have a taina. You're not winning with your taina, you're winning with your raya.
That's the first teretz of Tosfos, but the second teretz holds the other way.
Okay, so is that what you're saying? I don't think that's you can say that. In the Marib ben Lev, I don't think you can say that either.
Marib ben Lev argues on Tosfos completely.
What?
The Marib ben Lev argues on Tosfos.
Okay, but I don't think if the okay, I don't know. You're saying that Tosfos, okay, listen, you're saying that Tosfos,
the first teretz holds Raya and the second teretz holds the other way.
Okay, but we weren't so inclined to say that because Tosfos in his first teretz says Kivan. We thought that the Lashon of Tosfos is Mashma, that's not Tosfos' Chiddush. Tosfos says, Kivan Yafim Yishar Mu'ed, Ma'asam Yishar Negiyas, Kivan is Mashma, that's a given. So we were saying that in the Pashtus of Tosfos, maybe not in the Pnei Shlomo, but in the Pashtus of Tosfos, that's not Tosfos' Chiddush. Tosfos obviously was assuming that, and Tosfos' Chiddush is that Mechila helps. Because most Rishayim say Mechila doesn't help. So either Tosfos is Mechanish, Mechila does help, or he's Mechanish that this thing, the whatever they say is what Tosfos meant, but that's a tremendous Chiddush. So we've said that the simple reading of Tosfos is Tosfos is not Mechanish. It's not Mechanish that he's dropping most of the time, but it's Kivan. So if it's a Kivan, that means the second Teretz also holds to the Kivan. Okay, if you want to tell me that we were wrong, okay, but that's what we thought would be the simple reading of Tosfos. That the right, I think so. That since Tosfos says Kivan doesn't sound like that Tosfos, Kivan sounds like it's a given. So that means that Tosfos is taking for granted that the limud is Gimel Shanim.
So what's enough community between Teretz 1 and Teretz 2 then?
Because Teretz 1 brought in the Svara Mechina, which is a very radical Svara. If you look in the Rajba, not the Ramban and the Ritva,
nobody brings
say it. You can't say Mechina.
Right.
And Tosfos in his first Teretz was saying, if I get it, it's very clear that he's saying a radical Chiddush that other Rishonim don't hold of, that there's a possibility of Mechina. All the other Rishonim say, you can only be Moicho an IOU because it's not. There's nothing tangible, but you can't be meichel a piece of land, right? That's what all the Rishonim say. So what? How Tosfos says mechila? Okay, so that's what you said that they talk about it. Whether Tosfos means to argue with all the Rishonim and say you could be meichel land or it's latavka, whatever it is, but it's a tremendous radical chiddush in Tosfos that it's shayach mechila. Everybody, the Ritva and the Ramban, I don't know everyone. The Ritva and Ramban is the ones I saw. Both go out of the way to say that Mechila is absurd. Not Shayach or Mechila here. Because you can't be Meichel. I can't get me, if I want to be Machden object, you can't be Machden object through Mechila. You can only be Machden object through Hilchis Kinyanim. You need a Maisa Kinyan. You need a Hakna and a Hagbah. I can't say I'm Meichel you, my horse. You can be Meichel a Chayt. So Tosfos in his first Teretz who said Mechina is saying a tremendous Chiddush. So the simple reading of Tosfos, the Pnei Shlomo can't read him that way, but the simple reading of Tosfos is that when Tosfos says Kivan, that's a Kivan, which means that Tosfos is obviously learning that the Gemara dropped the Milta B'Lotayma, that's the Pashtus, and the Gemara is working now that Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a Raya. That's the Pashtus. That's what Tosfos is assuming. And that's not Tosfos' Chiddush. Tosfos' Chiddush is that would tell us Mechila, which is a Chiddush, because Mechila Pashtus shouldn't work. So the assumption then is that Tosfos' second Teretz is also working with the same Kivan, which means that he's also working with a Raya. So say the problem that we have, if it's a raya, so Hagupa, so Tosfos' Teretz is so good that I don't understand what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara's answer is time of my, I mean, in Dilma Kedamrin, He is giving a valid explanation, and it's not Dilma. He's proving it. It's a proof. So if he has a proof, so just like he says, I bought it, and he proves it. So he says, the other guy obviously bought it, so I'll prove that too.
How is something a good proof? If Reuven says that he bought it from Yenim, and Shimon says that Yenim is a thief, and he says, I bring a really good proof that I bought it from a thief. Why? How?
He's not bringing a really good proof they bought it from a thief. He's really bringing a really good proof that you sold it to the thief because you kept quiet. The proof is that you, the Marikama, kept quiet, which proves that it's not yours. And of course, if I only brought a proof that I bought it from Yenim, then of course I would be nothing. But that's not what I did. I brought a proof that it's not yours. Because the fact that you kept quiet is a raya that's not yours. So now we have to explain how is it possible it's not yours? Must be that you really did sell it to that guy. Just like if I say I bought it from you, we say, how is it, why, that we have a proof that it's not yours? Must be you sold it to me. So now instead of saying it must be you sold it to me, it must be you sold it to the other guy. Doesn't make
it. Weiss is a tiny grua. It definitely is a tiny grua.
Why is it a tiny grua? So what?
Because he doesn't know if this guy himself is a taka thief. This other person
is not winning with his tiny. He's winning with his proof. So why do I care if it's a tiny grua? We don't need by cheska by Shura Muad. Shura Muad didn't become a nachan based on the taina. He became a nachan based on the proof.
Rebbe, what's the musk? What's the musk? The Havamina and the Maskana in this Gemara. The Havamina is you need a taina somehow, even with the proof.
Right.
And the Maskana is that the Lagrashi says the taina is just offset each other and the Chazaka stands on its own.
No. He said the opposite. The Havamina was you don't need a taina. And the Maskana is that you need a taina. The Havamina and the Chazaka should be good.
The Gemara's Kasha is you have a Mishnah, says you need a taina.
No, but the Gemara's Kasha is according to your logic,
you should need a taina. Right.
And the Gemara is answering, it makes logical sense why you do need a taina.
What's that logic, Stamazoy?
That's what we're trying to figure out. So if there's no
taina whatsoever, if the guy's not saying he bought it, there's a raya.
Because then he's maida. He's like, oh, does not it.
Maida?
He's maida, it's not his, yeah. Type is in his Havamina, where the guy admits that it's not his, and he has no way it should have been his. So you can have all the rias in the world, but you admit it's not yours, so it's not yours. That was Type's Kasha. But once Type's in his answer says that, so that's Type's first answer is that there's a possibility in Mechila. Okay. So now I'm bringing a raya to that possibility. So his second answer is that there's a possibility of that you sold it to the other guy. I'm bringing a raya. So fine. So now I have a raya. So there should be a good raya. So Bishlama, if we learn like the other pshat in Taisis, Milsa Benal Taima, and we learn that it just transfers and makes you into a muksik. So then it's a good, then it makes sense. But if it doesn't make you into a muksik, it's a raya. Then Hagufa Shver. Now the truth is, this Kasha that we're asking is going to be Shver on Chavtes Amid Aleph too. Because, you know, on Chavtes Amid Aleph, we're working now in Hoche Usha. But the Gemara's Maskana is that the fact that you didn't protest is a riot that it's not yours, right? That's what it seems to be the Gemara's final shot. The only difference is that Hoche Usha said you need three proofs. Because one proof could be a fluke, two proofs can prove, three proofs, it's conclusive. The Maskana is even one proof is enough. It just that we only get one proof after 3 years or the different versions. So you have the same problem. So why should it be that this type of case that Tavis is quoting, why doesn't it work? You got a proof.
Maybe because if he sees this guy sitting in his land, he doesn't think that he's making his shtika legabi him. In other words, he can't say that it must be sold it to somebody else. You're sitting in the land can only be legabi him to make it. So the guy can neg it. He can't say, oh, you did all the transactions.
What if the guy who's sitting in the land says, and I know the guy I bought it there was there one day. So then it's different. Why is it different? So when, you know, yours first should make for a difference.
Because it has to be that he's sitting in the land. Below Micha, Tyson said, below Micha. And that thing, right? It has to still be below Micha no matter what you say.
But what's the difference if the guy
he says, not about Dava to me. You're not about Dava. The guy says, not about Dava to me.
Even if he would say, and then I know for sure the other guy bought it from you, it wouldn't work. But that's not true. Your svara is right, then it shouldn't work. Even if he says that I bought it from so and so, and I saw you selling it to that guy, but we know that's not true. That would work. So the only reason why it doesn't work is because you're tying shema. So what?
It doesn't say shema. It's not kamei didi. I don't know that.
It's a tying shema. Right, so we don't really understand. So maybe we'll need this for thinking. Why is it? If you learn, so let's just say the question: if you learn Muksik Cheskas Gimel Shanim works to make a Musa but Al Taima to make you into a Muksik, so then I understand the Gemara is Hamin and Mara's Maskana. How mean it was that since you're muksik, you win. The maskana is that a muksik doesn't win if he doesn't have a good taina. Okay, then that's the switch between the Gemara's how mean a maskana. How strong is a muksik? Can a muksik win without a tainus bari bari? In other words, with a tainus shama. How mean it was that muksik can work with a tainus shama? And the maskana is that muksa can't work with a tainus shama, only with a tainus bari. But if you learn that cheskas gemul shanim is approved, just like by shor nakan it's approved, by shor nakan we don't have any tainus to help the proof. The proof alone does it. The proof turns the animal into a nakan. So here we have a proof that it's not your field. So let the proof do it alone. Except that if you're Maida, okay, you're Maida. So I'm not Maida because I said it's a possibility. And that's what I keep on saying. And I say that I know that I trust the guy. So I'm not Maida. I trust the guy. And so why shouldn't it work?
What happens? Maybe he needs a bari. 1 second. Maybe he needs a bari. Taki needs a tiniest bari. What's wrong?
He's not a tainus bari because he has no right to be bari because he can't say that he really knows.
And maybe he needs a tainus bari. That's what's wrong.
Why does he need a tainus bari if he has a proof? If you have a proof, you shouldn't need a tainus bari.
Proof to what?
I have a proof. Forget about that. I think by Shor Nakhin, is there any taina? There's no taina whatsoever. The proof turns the animal into a Nakhin. You don't need the taina to make the animal into a nakhin. The proof way makes him. So here we have a proof that you sold the field. So it's a proof. That's it. So it's proven.
Once if we say that we have proof, so then even if he has no taina at all.
No, if he has no taina at all, then it's like Hodor's bowed then. The proof.
No. I'm either. But, you know, maybe I took it from someone, but I didn't take it from you. We have proof that you must have sold it to someone else.
No, but good, but it's not yours. But it's the guy who's on the field. It's definitely not his.
How do you know that it's not mine?
You don't claim that it's yours. You don't present any possibility to explain why it's yours.
Before
he said Mechila, you don't even offer any option whatsoever how it could be yours.
What I'm trying to connect the proof, the fact that he didn't make a Mechila for 3 years is a proof only together with the Taina of the other person. I'm trying to connect the two because if there is no connection, then even if the guy has no Taina, we have proof that this is no longer yours. So about the dinu dvari matay madi. Meaning, what are you coming over here?
I don't know, because after that I don't hear so much, because it's not every proof is not 100% conclusive. It's only 99% conclusive. This you can't say for sure it's not mine. You have a proof. We would normally follow that proof, but you have to have a valid explanation to explain that proof. But if there's no explanation to explain the proof, so we say it must be that this is an exception. Sometimes the cow does jump over the moon. There are exceptions in the world.
Could
proof, but doesn't mean it's an impossibility. So sometimes there are flukes in the world. So you have a proof, but the fact that the guy doesn't offer any taina, so he's making like a hodos bowed, and it's not true. So we say zem in the fun. That proof is not a true proof. This was a even though normally it doesn't usually happen, and we assume it here. Apparently, we were wrong.
Could Havmi the Maskana play with how strong that proof is, that the fact that the guy was quiet for 3 years? The Havmi the thought that's like mucha. Guy's quiet for 3 years, he's a goner. So even though you have a shvacha taina, but it's so stark, the fact that the guy was quiet. Yeah. Maskana the Gemara was, it's not, take it easy. Okay, the guy was quiet for 3 years, but it's not mucha. Some people are, it's not people who are quiet. They didn't make a tumble about it. Could you play on that end, on how strong the 3 years of being quiet was?
It's a little hard because you're learning from Shura Mu'ed.
Right.
Shura Mu'ed, the Raya is a good enough Raya by itself. The Shura Mu'ed, the Raya, you know, if you're learning from Shura Mu'ed.
But it's the Metzias over here. You're looking at the Metzias over here. The Metzias is when a guy's quiet, how stark of a Raya is that? Okay, it's pretty good, but is it absolute?
So you're saying we just learned from Shura Mu'ed that it's a raya,
right?
But how strong of a raya we don't know. So Shura Mu'ed, the Torah will rely on a weak raya to make a transformation from a time to a mu'ed. But here, if you want to be mighty from a Marei Kama, so a weak raya won't do it without being boosted with a taina.
A taina, right.
Rather, the Gemara held in Svara or that it's not a conclusive raya. It works by Shura Mu'ed. Okay, that's Shura Mu'ed. It's already said, you don't need a strong raya. In other words, it's the Shura Mu'ed. It's enough that you motivate you to watch the animal. So you don't need...
By Tom Mood, it is over there. Maybe it is a good. It's logically.
I want to say because maybe Pshat is by Shura Mu'ed. Who said you need such? You don't need such a strong raya. But Shura Mu'ed, the whole purpose of Tom is to make us assume that the animal is a gorer, and therefore to be mighty from Cheska Shimur to Laba Cheska Shimur, whatever. So that you should be motivated to watch your animal. So okay, so. There's a probability that the animal is a gore. But over here, you want to be mighty from a Marei Kama. So you're mighty from a Marei Kama, that's major. So just because it's a good enough raya by Shura Mu'ed doesn't mean it's a good enough raya for here. So you're saying, so therefore, you need also a taina. It's a combination. You need the kayak of a raya, which we favor Shura Mu'ed. But somehow or another, without any, there's the Gemara Hoche Usha, without any basis, are saying, even though we're learning out from Shura Mu'ed, and Shura Mu'ed doesn't need a taina, but here you need a taina too. Here you need a taina also. Okay, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't fit so well in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Taima mai damina dilma kedamar hashta dilma kedamar hashta il lautoin hanan nitanei." The Lashon of the Gemara is very hard. And il lautoin, he is toin. He's creating. He's toin a very feasible possibility.
Yeah,
that's. Well, when you say Eel Lotoin, Taima mai Darmina Dilma Kidama Io. Dilma Kariamo. Then the word Dilma should be Dilma Dilma Kidama Io. The Raya, it was an Amar Io.
Tainus Bari, you need a Tainus Bari.
Yerushalayim's wife, it's a Raya. Why would you need a Tainus Bari? Okay, I would like to leave this for tomorrow. What to think about. In other words, we don't know, just to say the question, and then we want to go by it there. I have a different question on Taisus. But the question we have is, if you learn Cheskes Gemoshanim and Kochei Ushan is a Milsa but all time to make you into the Muksik, which it seems to me some people learn. So then we understand the Taisus. The Hamina was that once you're Muksik, you can win. The maskana is that a muksik without a real gesunta taina can't win, because a muksik needs a taina's bari. A muksik without a taina's bari does not win, because that skupa, and I'm pretty sure as far as I'm saying this, that it's a begam in the muksik. A muksik without a muksik means I'm holding it. When you hold it without saying bari, it's mine. That skupa not a good holding. But if you learn pshat in the pashtus in Taisus, that Taisus is retaining what he said before Kivin, that Cheskes Gemoshanim is a raya. So we have a vad a raya, and by muad, the raya works without any taina. It's not a combination. The raya plus a taina by shura muad, this raya makes a halachic change of time to muad. So the Gemara is saying, just like it's a raya over there, it's a raya over here. So if it's a raya over here, so just like by time of muad, the raya worked without any taina. So here also, the raya should work. Now, if you admit it's not yours, okay, so you have to bow then. But if you don't admit that it's not yours, you're offering a logical tentative shot. The possibility, so why shouldn't it work? Okay, that's the problem. Okay, let's leave that for now. The guys in my share asked me a different question, which I thought was also a good question. Taisus says that when the Gemara asks, Enemeata, Chazaka, Shema, Taite, Chazaka, the Gemara means this case where the person's claiming, where the person is claiming, I bought it from so-and-so, who says he bought it from you. Now, how do we know that that's now good? So the Gemara brings a raya. Alama tanan, kol chazaka sheni motayna, ena chazaka. The Beferish the Mishnah, that chazaka sheni motayna, ena chazaka. So that means that Mishnah, of chazaka sheni motayna, has to include Taivis's case, right? Because if that Mishnah doesn't include Taivis's case, so then the Gemara has no kasha, because it maybe ain't a chinami, it is good, right? The Gemara is bringing a raya, right? That means without a raya, the Gemara is ready to say ain't a chinami, maybe it is good. So no, I have a raya. You know, according to you, it should be good. Chazaka shein motayna, and there's a beferish of Mishnah that says it's no good. So you look up that Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah is a little bit not, the Gemara doesn't quote the full Mishnah. The Gemara says, Kol Chazaka Sheni Motayna Eina Chazaka Ketzad. Omer lo Mata Oitze V'tok Shani. V'omer lo Shlo Omer Liyadam Darme Oitam Eina Chazaka. So the Gemara, the Mishnah itself explains that the case of Chazaka Sheni Motayna is when he says, the Mishnah doesn't say the case of Chazaka Sheni Motayna is when he says, I bought it from so-and-so who says he bought it from you. So what's the Gemara's kasha?
Yeah, but on the other hand, what's the flip side in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah is saying, what is a taina?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says that he has to say, sh'ata mechatali.
Right.
Why doesn't it say that he says, miploni zvanti dezavna minach?
Okay, I hear. That's not bad. So, you know,
it's the Reisha teaches me one way, the Sefer the Diuk is the other way.
What's the answer?
The Gemara is cautious from the Sefer, not from the Reisha. The fact that the Sefer said that the only time it's good is if you say that I bought it from my father, I bought it from your father, and it's mamish a tainus bari, so we can infer that anything less than that would not be good. Okay. So the problem with that is, but the Gemara doesn't quote the Sefer. The Gemara quotes the Reisha. So the truth is that the Ritva actually says this, what you said, Sandy.
Taisa Malav says, but who I didn't, this case.
Okay, but the question is...
That means that's the case.
But the question is, how is it, what does Taisa mean when Taisa says, who I didn't?
But that means that is the case.
I don't know. Pashup Shan and Taisa. Not like Sandy. The Taivis is not saying like Sandy. That's the problem. But Pashup Shan and Taisa. So the Ritva says like Sandy. So he's right. It's a good shot. But Taisa, but the Ritva spells it out. The Ritva goes out of his way to ask the Kasha, I, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. And he answers that the Raya is from the Sefer. Because a little bit doichik to say that our type is meant that our type is doesn't ask the kasha, he doesn't give the answer. Okay, you know it's always, you know, we before we get to the type is a mem out. In other words, we have this rule. This is one of the biggest issues in learning. When you find two rishonim that they basically are almost the same, except the one Rishon speaks out much more than the other. So do you assume that obviously that the second Rishon is telling us what the first Rishon meant, and the first Rishon decided to be Mekatzer, and now we know Pshat from the second Rishon? Or do we make a Diyuk that the fact that the first Rishon felt necessary to speak it out means he felt that without speaking out, it's not self-understood? So the fact that the other region doesn't speak it out means he doesn't hold of it, right? So that's the same question over here. The Ritva, Gupa asks this question that we're asking, that what's the Raya from the Mishnah? I mean, the Ritva has a different shot than Tavis slightly. It's not exactly, I'm over.
Doesn't the Gemara on Laman Amin Aleph say, on Laman Amin Aleph say, Beferish, this case doesn't work?
Yes. But it doesn't.
What do you want from Taisus
in the Mishnah?
So what do you want from Taisus?
Because Taisus, the Gemara is asking a kasha from Kol Chazak Hashem Otayna, is bringing a raya from the Mishnah. So if the Gemara meant Taisus' case, they shouldn't quote the Mishnah. They should quote the Gemara and Lamed Amin Aleph. I don't know.
The Taisus and Daf Mem Aleph.
How does Gemara know?
I know the type, but I have to.
How does the Gemara know on Lamed Amin Aleph?
What?
Hagufa. How does the Gemara know on Lamed Amin Aleph?
I don't know. The Gemara is smart. I don't know. We'll see. That is true. That's right. There is a Taisus. We don't know how the Gemara Anam and Amanah knows. But the Gemaisa, Parshipshat, as you say, like Sandy, or you have to learn Taisus and Amanah, you don't see it from the Mishnah Amanah. So the Gemara over here, which is asking from the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Anameata, Hazagim, Anamazaka, Alama Tanan. And they're bringing a raya from the Mishnah, so there's a kasha and taisus. What's your raya from the Mishnah? If you wanted to ask a kasha from the Gemara and Laman Amin Aleph, if I'm not reading the Gemara and Laman Amin Aleph, then it's no good. That would be fine, but that's not what the Gemara asks. The Gemara says based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case is not a case when you say Miploni Zavanti Dezav Neminach Pashtas. So Sandy said that the raya from the Mem Aleph from Mem Aleph is from the Sefer, because the Sefer says only time is good if you say I bought it from your father. Is mashma anything less than that's no good. So the problem is, so this is what I'm not sure about, that the Ritva Kufa asks this with this question that we're asking, there's no ask. What's the riot from Memaoweth? Memaoweth is talking about a case where the guy admits that he has no claim at all. No money, government item. And so what's the Gemara's raya from there? That's not the kasha. So how can you prove when a guy is claiming something from Roman Diodam? It says the Ritva, the Gemara's raya was from the Sefer. So,
but hey, but it's conflicting mashmas. How does the Ritva know, like?
Okay, so you know, Ritva's smart. He knows, you know, I don't know. He feels it's a good deal. I take the Ritva's word. He knows how to read. Sometimes it's not conflicting mashmas and the ratios and whatever, the Sefer proof.
But I don't get it. Twice on Mem Aleph addresses your question.
I heard, but I don't think that that's right. Shout out to Mem Aleph. So well, let me read it in a minute. Read it. The question, so that I'm saying to use the Ritva, I'm not so keen because our Tavis doesn't say it. So I don't know. That's I'm not so keen. Now the guys are screaming at me that there's a Tavis and Mem Aleph. So I don't know. Let me read David's amendment. So Amar Nadav Rebbe Elam. Who are then Afinam Amar Ki Amar Zavati Mipon Zavni Minatave Chazaka? So the question is like this, and this is what Jupiter trying to clear. When David says who I did, is that Taisa speaking, or is that the Mishnah speaking?
Well, he says Kedikatani Sefer three words later.
That says Raya, but is Sefer bringing a Raya from the
Sefer? Sounds like the Ritva.
So then I'm not so happy. In other words, but I'm not sure if that's what he means, Kedikatani Sefer. If Sefer,
who I didn't always mean, this is what this Sefer saying. This is it's like the Mishnah said it.
But that's my question. If he means the Mishnah said it, how did the Mishnah say it? That's not what the words. The Gemara, it says, Shomer Nidavar Me'odam. How do you put these words into the Mishnah?
Look at the Sefer, the end of that Tosis.
I understand. Look at the Sefer. But so then the riots from the Sefer.
No,
he's saying the Sefer of the Tosis.
There are three choices here. There's Tom the Tosis is saying, Hu Adin.
For
the Mishnah. There's the Ritva that you don't see anything from the Resha. You see it from the Sefer. And then there's a third choice that's what the Resha actually means, right? So if you could learn who Adin means, that's what the Resha actually means, that would be the best shot because then Tosfos is beautiful.
Right.
Because when Tosfos, the Gemara and the Afchot Ches is quoting the Resha, in other words, if who Adin just means Hu Adin, but there's no raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say it, but based on the key is Hu Adin. So then it's very shvir because the Gemara and Chav Ches is not quoting the Bekiyas. The Gemara and Chav Ches is only quoting the Mishnah. If Hu Adin is based on the Sefer, like the Ritva, so that's not beautiful because Tavis doesn't, you know, because the Gemara and Chav Ches doesn't bring the Sefer. And you say Tavis meant that the rise from the Sefer, so Tavis should have told us. Tavis and Chav Ches is relying on Tavis and Memaoweth. That sounds a little daichik. No, that Tavis.
But if you say that it's a Hu Adin Misvara, that it's included in the Resha,
but how can it be a Hu Adin Misvara?
Misvara it is.
I understand, but how can it be?
The Gemara has the right to ask a kasha from there.
Yes, if it will be a Hu Adin Misvara, that would be fine. But Lachar is not a Hu Adin Misvara because the case of the Mishnah is where the guy's being made, where Taifis asks a kasha on Chav Ches, that of course is no good. There's no Havamina that it's good. Guy says, Taifis says there'll never be a Havamina in the world that'll be good. While the case of Taifis, is when there is a Havamina. You see Gufa from Taivis, Mineu Bey, and Chav Ches, that you can't say Hu Adin in Svara. Because Taivis says that if he would say Domini Dharma Yalidam, there's no Havamina, the Son would be good. Well, if he said Miplani Zavati, the Amrani Dharma, there is a Havamina, then it's good. So you see that the two cases are not equal. So there can't be a Hu Adin. Right? So the question really is, how do we learn that Shan and Tavis are Memav? How does he make it Huadim? I mean, Huadim, it's not what the Mishnah says.
But he said the Katani Sefer. So what's Rebbe's Pshat in the Katani? I thought Pasha Pshat is, he's saying like the Ritzvah. The Sefer says you have to say, you sold it to me.
So I don't think the words, if you read Tavis carefully, that's what Katani Sefer means, a Raya from the Sefer. He doesn't make Tavis as Diak. Doesn't sound that way. I don't know.
Those are the exact words until you say the other extreme as the Sefer says.
I know, but I don't think he's making, he doesn't say like the Ritva said, and he's making a diak from the Lashon of the Sefer. And the fact that the Sefer went to this extreme is mashma than anything else is no good. The Tavis is mashma, not like the Ritva. Tavis is mashma. I would prefer to say, and it would make our Tavis much better, that Tavis is not saying like the Ritva. The Ritva is saying that the only diak is from the Sefer.
And what's Rebbe's
Tosfos? I would like to read, like Shmuel was saying, I just don't know how to do it offhand. I mean, I do have an idea how to do it, but I don't want to tell it to you. So now, but I'm inclined to think that when Tosfos says who I did, Tosfos is sticking it into the words of the Reisha. Not who I did because I know from the key is from Daf Lamed. Who I did, that's what the words of the Reisha mean, which is much, much better than the Ritva. And when it comes to Daf Chav Ches, Ritva is saying that the Reisha definitely does not mean this. The Reisha just means what the Reisha says. We have a Raya from the Sefer. So then the Ritva is a problem. So why did the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches quote the Reisha? They should have quoted the Sefer. So he says, Ein Achinami. They could have quoted, they should have quoted the Sefer. They quoted the Reisha. Okay, that's how the Gemara is sometimes. But David doesn't say that. That's a very big daichik to say. I don't know. Not such a big daichik, but it's a big daichik if Tavis doesn't say it. That the Gemara quoted the Reisha, and really the Gemara's rise from the Sefer. So Tavis should tell us that the rise from the Sefer. But Tavis doesn't say it. And am I Tavis relied on the fact that he says it on Mem Aleph? I don't believe that. So the response says it's fine. So it would be much better if we could read Pshat in Tavis on Mem Aleph. Then when David says who adin means like Shmuel said, that's what the words of the Reisha mean. He's only proving from the Sefer that that's what the words of the Reisha mean.
Could you say both? You say it's both?
The words of the Reisha.
You say it's both, that it's with the Ritva. Who adin, whenever Taisism called in Shas says who adin, he's saying that these are the words of the Reisha. But it could be he got his right from the Sefer.
Okay, but how does that become the words of the Reisha? How in the world does this become the words of the Reisha when the Reisha says something else? The Reisha says that Shomani Davar Me'ayram.
But Tosfos answers at the end. He says because he wants to say a bigger chiddush, but this is included in the Reisha. The Raya could be like the Ritva saying from the Sefer, but when the Mishnah says the Reisha, it's including both cases.
In other words, when the Mishnah says Kol Chazaka Sheni Maltaina.
Right. It means both, but the Ritva said, "Where do you get it from the Sefer?"
In other words, maybe we're saying because the Mishnah says, "Kol Chazaka Shem Otayna." So Rashi says that the Pshat of the word "Kol," Rashi on that Mishnah says, "Kol Bein Cheskas Gemushanim Dekarko Baten Ilanas Bein Chesed Yom Echad." As Rashi says, the "Kol" means all the different types of chazakas. You know, but maybe Tosfos is what you're saying, that David is saying that when the word kol means all the different forms of chazaka sheni mataina, that's kupa how Tosfos is reading it, who adin, and that's included in the word kol. It's, in other words, maybe Tosfos is, I see Rashi, Debbie, I'm asking on the mission, first Rashi, kol, what's kol? So maybe David doesn't agree with Rashi, and that's the word kol. Okay. Anyway,
I can't take credit with that call, but okay.
Okay, but maybe in other words, maybe that's it. So in other words, what we're saying is, think about this too, is that we'd rather say different, the Tevis is different than the Ritva. The Ritva is saying that the Gemara's dig is from the Seifa. That's what Sandy said too. That's Teichik, because the Gemara in Kafchas brings the Reisha, doesn't bring the Seifa. What we're saying is that Tevis is saying that that's what the Reisha meant. The Reisha, when it says Chazaka Sheni Mataina, meant this too. Maybe that's in the word kol.
I mean, is the first Teretz of Tosis not hold of the Hu Hadin? Is there a Shita in Tosis that argues on this?
No. I don't think so.
Tosis comes onto the second Teretz. It says the Taina Gerua, right, is some kind of Taina. What does the first Teretz hold about it?
Maybe the first Teretz might hold that it's true, but he might not hold that it fits into the Lashon of the Mishnah. And because of Gemara...
It's Machadish that it does.
What?
It's Machadish that it does in the second Teretz.
Yeah.
This is funny.
And I was saying this was very simple. I was just saying that Tosfos gets it like the Ritva. Tosfos gets it from the Sefer. But now that he knows it from the Sefer, so now when it says who I didn't, that's what the Mishnah was saying.
How do you know that that's what the Mishnah is saying? Because the Gemara and Chav Ches, what right did the Gemara and Chav Ches have to bring a riot from the Reisha if the Reisha is not clear?
And whenever Tosfos says who I didn't, and all over, he always say, he's saying who I didn't.
But if there's no indication from the Reisha, so when the Gemara and Chav Ches quotes the Reisha, like the Gemara is very funny. What are they quoting?
Because Tosfos is learning that is the case.
But the Gemara, there's no riot that that's what the case is. It's just arbitrary. David said so, but the Gemara should know that there's no proof.
That's Tamakasha. Why did Tosfos say who I didn't? Who it then means it's in the ratio.
So how is it in the ratio? And as it's in there, you can't think Gemara Chavchaz doesn't make sense. If you say it's in the word call, so then it's not so bad. Because the Gemara and Chavchaz is the Medaik in the word call. Okay, all right, let's stop here. Okay, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good night.